Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini or Micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
Time for your partner and sexuality and attractiveness to your partner is not going to find you. But I encourage people to make time for it, for intimacy, for attraction, for date nights. Yeah. Like you have to
date
time
nights
in.
Are huge. They're so easy too. Just say like a non-negotiable in a relationship, Wednesday nights are date night or Saturday night and you get a babysitter and then you plan
and,
it ahead of time.
I mean, sometimes it could be an afternoon, like you meet for lunch. And, you know, you go for like, we used to go for like these sushi lunches and it was fantastic. Like we just
get some sake, hang out,
have some sushi and just reconnect with each other.
Yeah, keep doing the things you love to do when you were dating too.
Yeah. And then when you get back together and it's bedtime, you're like, hey, remember lunch? let's pick it back up. Yeah. And then, you know, boom, there you go.
I always say foreplay starts after the last orgasm. That's what I'm talking about. Like keep that attraction going throughout the relationship. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by Dee McDermott and Nikki Paris from the new Daddy Issues podcast. And we get into all types of sex talk, whether you're in a relationship or you're single. Plus, I'm answering your questions. Topics include from head pushing to honeymoon phases to boredom during sex. All the things we do to find our temporary or our permanent lovers. We all love our smartphones and social media, but there's a dark side to it. What to do when it comes between you and your relationship. So you've got this new partner and they've awakened you sexually. It feels amazing, but how do you return the favor? And all the beginner anal toys for you and your partner to play with together. I've got some ideas. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. You're going to love our website and all the information on there to help you have better sex and relationships. You guys can also find me on Sirius XM weekdays, Monday through Friday. It's from 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 East, and it's on Stars. It's channel 109, and you can get a free 30-day trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM. And you can also call in. You got a question, I'll be there. Even if you don't have Sirius, 888-947-8277. All social media, it's at Sex with Emily across the board. And if you haven't heard the news, you have to check out my Sex with Emily Vesper necklace. It's actually a vibrator. It's elegant. It's really cool. It's really empowering. And it works. It's like a real vibrator. It's USB rechargeable. And it comes engraved with 3 limited edition phrases I wrote for you. You can choose I Come First, Turn Me On, or Meditate, Masturbate, Manifest. It's a great gift for yourself, for others. Comes in 3 different colors as well. And the first one's just $69. It's silver. And then there's a rose gold and a gold. And you're going to love it. I wear it every day. I wear it with necklaces. I wear it in stacks. It's super sexy. Go to sexwithemily.com/Vesper, V-E-S-P-E-R. All right, guys. I hope you enjoy the show. I loved interviewing these guys. We had a blast.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
I have to welcome my guests. Comedians, they're funny. They've already been funny. And we haven't even started yet.
You think?
Dean McDermott and Nikki Paris. They have a new podcast, Daddy Issues. Daddy Issues podcast, you could find it. And you guys just started it a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're about 18 episodes in. Yeah, we're brand new.
Okay. Dean, Canadian actor, comedian, married to Tori Spelling. Nikki Paris, comedian, named a comic to watch by Huffington Post. And then
also
Adam Hunter can't be here.
To Tori Spelling.
Yeah. We're in a three-way.
That's
why we're here.
That's the podcast.
Here's your exclusive.
That's the freaking podcast.
Yeah. It's a menage a trois.
It is. No, but I did listen to the podcast when Tori was on. That was your first one?
Second one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I found that interesting. Let me tell you what I thought, because I didn't know that much about you guys. You know, I'm not a big like pop. I don't know people. I run into them straight. I didn't have listened to it before. But what I found interesting, you guys have a good dynamic. And Dean, you know what was so sweet when you were like, I had a feeling there because I read into relationships, but you were like my beautiful, talented, smart, brilliant wife, Tori, which was so nice. And she was like, oh, you know, like if you guys had a very cute, sweet dynamic that you were like complimenting her and making her feel good. And then you said a few times, you're like, ah, oh, but I'm just a kind of a pain, you know, but I'm pain or I'm difficult or something in my relationship. And I was like,
yeah, I'm a guy.
Yeah, but
guys
like,
are a pain in the ass in relationships.
Okay.
I think more so than women. Women can be a pain in the ass in a relationship, but I think
see, then
guys...
I thought you never hear that often. Like, I just could read into this, like...
Yeah, I think I'm a special breed of cat that I fess up to my shortcomings.
Yeah, but, okay. I think that's healthy, though.
I think it's healthy, too. But I know a lot of guys are just like, no, I'm a dude. I'm not going to admit that I'm wrong or...
No. But then I heard that I felt like maybe you're really hard on yourself.
And then there's that. Nikki can attest to how hard
yeah.
it is.
And so I just, I felt like I knew. I was like, oh, like you're such a good guy. And then you're like really hard on yourself and think you're never doing enough in the relationship.
He's sensitive.
Wow, good.
He's a sensitive guy.
You're good at picking
yeah.
that up.
Yeah, I did. I was like, I feel like I understood wow. your whole relationship.
Wow.
Not to mention that she, Tori Spelling dresses up as Donna Martin at right. role playing during sex, yeah. which is hot too.
Yeah, that's really hot.
Wait, let me give out your, I didn't give out your Instagram, which is fair. Daddy Issue Show on Instagram. Okay.
Yep.
And I am Dee McDermott and Nikki Paris Bitch.
That's right.
Okay.
It's my birth certificate.
So anyway, I just thought that was on your birth certificate.
Love it.
As it should be. But I, you know, no, I liked it. So that's good. I just feel like you guys have five kids. That's just, that's super busy. And anyway.
Can I tell you the sexual tension between them?
Well, I felt that in the room listening
did you feel
too.
That too.
I okay. did.
I had a mini chub under the table.
Yeah. Right. And it's not even your jam. Like right. that's not even a, but you felt that, I guess yeah. sexual tension is hot for everybody.
Yeah. yeah. We are very sexual. We have a very sexual relationship. Yeah. We're very connected.
How have I mean, you
hence
kept that?
We have five kids.
You have five kids. Okay, so let me tell you this. I've been doing this show a long time. I hear people all the time. And when they call me and they're like, I've got this, I've got that problem. We never have sex. My husband and I don't connect. And then they're like, we have five kids. I'm like, oh my God. Well, that's almost like a religion. Like if you have five kids, how do you have time for it? And then you're also having amazing sex too. How do you do that? What's the secret?
It was always there. It was always there. You know, like when we met, it was on. Like we
the
just,
second you met, you had that sparks
oh
flying.
When we met, we met in Ottawa. We were doing a film together. I flew to Ottawa and I met her in the director's office and we were together from that day on.
Wow.
Like it was just intense. And it's just that intensity has always been there through thick and thin, kids and no kids. And I just think... I think it's the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, it is the exception.
And for people who don't have that, who have kids, you got to work on it.
So explain to me what that looks like to you, that work, though. Work on
that
it.
That working on it means, you know, time for your partner and sexuality and attractiveness to your partner is not going to find you.
It doesn't just show up
It doesn't just show up and all of a sudden you're like going, oh, wow, I have all this sexual attention for you. You know, you've got to make time for it. You got to work on it. We're lucky that it's just there all the time.
But all the time, like Tori, if she was here, she'd be like, "Yeah, every day I want it. Even when I have three kids, I'm holding, hanging off of me. I want it."
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's just like I want it. It's like no, I want him.
Right. But even when she's tired, aren't there ever times where she's tired or she's not? No.
Both of us are like that too. Like I'm tired, she's tired, and it's like it's just there. Like we're blessed, we have it
okay.
all the time. It's there.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But I encourage people to make time for it, for intimacy, for attraction, for date nights. Yeah. Like you have to
put some
time in.
Date nights are huge. They're so easy too. Just say like a non-negotiable in a relationship. Wednesday nights are date night or Saturday night, and you get a babysitter, and then you plan
it
ahead of time.
I mean, sometimes it could be an afternoon. Like you meet for lunch. And, you know, you go for like, we used to go for like these sushi lunches and it was fantastic. Like we just
get some sake, hang out,
have some sushi and just reconnect with each other.
Yeah, keep doing the things you love to do when you were dating too.
Yeah, and then when you get back together and it's bedtime, you're like, hey, remember lunch? let's pick it back up. Yeah. And then, you know, boom, there you go.
I always say foreplay starts after the last orgasm. That's what I'm talking about. Like keep that attraction going throughout the relationship. I'm talking to Dee McDermott and I'm talking to Nikki Paris about their podcast, Daddy Issues. okay, so wait, Nikki. So here you are in a podcast with Dean, who's having killer sex. He's married. He's got five kids. And you have not been in a relationship.
Well, I'm masturbating to their sexual chemistry.
I am too. Who is
we
it?
We send them the videos.
We all are. We all are now going to masturbate to their sex life. But what's, sweetie, you haven't had a relationship yet. I feel like you might have, I might be able to help you.
Yeah.
Please help me.
That's why I'm
here.
Very picky.
Okay.
He's
and
too
I'm
picky.
Very Catholic.
Oh, okay.
And he's a germaphobe.
And I'm a germaphobe, so I have the Catholic guilt.
Wow, you've that.
Yeah.
Dirty Catholic, no.
So whenever I do something kinky, I have to like pray on the rosary beads
then
like repent on it.
Right. Are but you still,
where
do
you still put
practice
the rosary
Catholic?
Beads,
do you still
Nikki?
Go to church?
Yes.
Where?
Yes. I'm sitting on them. No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's a way to work your Catholicism,
right.
isn't it?
Exactly.
I don't know what the Pope says about that, but who, you know, whatever.
That's what
so tell me
Pope
what...
Patrick in Staten Island told me.
Exactly. So tell me Okay, so you think that it's your Catholicism that's keeping you from the love?
I'm kind of like a germaphobe, but like, okay. I really do want to get out there and be with somebody. I've been single for like 26 years. I mean, that's a long time.
I'd
when
say
was
it's
your
time.
Last relationship?
When I was 17.
What?
And it was only like a month. But I have like an emotional wall up, and I yeah. like work. I work like 25 jobs. But, you okay. know, I used to only be into people who looked like me, but
okay.
I matured and moved past that. And I'm kind of dating somebody now, but he's a head pusher.
Oh. Like, wait a minute. Okay, wait.
These girls so know. I heard the gas. Yeah. She's been there.
The,
no, right?
Like,
one of
that's the
one
worst
of the,
thing.
One of the groans was for me, too. I know right. what you're talking
no,
about.
No, he's like, you're sitting there with him, and all of a sudden he's like, hey, and he's got an erection. He's like, boop, pushes
right.
your head down.
And let me tell you, I've
dude, that's offensive. You're like, I saw you had a penis. I knew what to do with it. If I wanted to suck it, I would have.
Right. And can I be a little vulgar?
Of
Don't
course.
Ever push somebody's head, because I've thrown up on somebody's dick.
Yeah,
so,
that's what you get.
Or I've thrown up a whole piece of penne.
A whole
piece of penne. You have to chew your food better,
right.
Nikki. That's why you have tummy issues.
And I was upset because that night I ordered tortellini. So I was very confused as to what happened. Don't, if you're listening, don't push heads. Don't.
Don't push heads.
Yeah, no. Sam Kinison was a believer in that.
Right.
You know that bit? Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, well, look what happened. So listen, so nothing? Are you trying to unblock? Are you in therapy?
can you change a head pusher?
Just saying.
Can you?
Yeah, I think that here's the thing. I don't blame the head pusher. I blame society. So I could say that if a head pusher would be open to taking feedback, I think if someone has pushed your head or coerced you into anything that you don't want to do sexually, not like but not in like an aggressive, but they're like, hey, doing things in the relationship, you go, you know what? That doesn't feel great to me. I definitely like going down on you, but I'm going to choose when I want to do it. I find that aggressive. Just give them feedback.
Can I be honest with you? I'm really into looks. Which I, is a problem.
That?
But like that's really like the most important thing to me. And I think
okay.
it's just because I'm 26 and
yeah.
I'm shallow. I need to mature a little bit.
Okay.
But right now, the people that find me attractive are like missing three teeth.
Really? Are you sure?
Yes.
Where are you?
Well, I find that
okay.
hard to believe.
I believe that you have.
I think you're just trying to
thing.
Be funny right
I
now.
I think, no.
Are you serious?
I think I have a strong personality and it scares people.
No. Listen, since you've been in here like 7 minutes, you have told me 5, 6, 7 reasons why you're not dating right now. You're a germaphobe, you're Catholicism, they're head pushers, they have to look like you, you have all these really stringent things lined up, they have to meet all these things. And that's why you're never going to find someone, and that's because you have a wall, and if you have all these rules about it, you'll never have to find love.
Okay, what can he do?
Well, he's
have a threesome with Tori and Dean?
Yes, take a number, dude. Listen. Listen, I think it's, I know we can all joke about being blocked and shut down. I've been chipping away at my heart my entire life, to open it up.
The corazón.
So a little therapy. What did you say?
The corazón.
Yeah, exactly.
For your Spanish listeners.
Yeah. Intense, deep therapy. Once a week, every week, for the rest of your life.
With you.
No, I don't do therapy.
Oh, you don't do therapy. Okay.
I'd rather help like a million people with one show than one-on-one.
I love she's like, I would love to help you, but you don't have a big enough reach. So
how many followers?
But you can probably relate to this too. Because I've done the reason why I also can read, like I've done that. We all have reasons. Oh, he's not this. Kristen does that. Where's Kristen, my assistant? She has a million reasons why guys and I'm like, we all do it. So I'm just saying if you really want to find love,
I look to make sure the fingernails are clipped. You know, little things like that. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, so how's that going for you?
Not well.
Right, exactly. So you guys sorting this out on your podcast a little bit?
Trying to.
Yeah, we all take a Midol and just cry.
But you have time to find someone? Are you craving sex right now? Have you ever had sex?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So there's a bear shit in the woods?
I don't know, dude. You are not a normal human here. I mean, typical.
Ooh.
Do you like that? Typical. Like in the sense of... You said I thought you hadn't had a relationship.
Yeah.
You have sex frequently.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not ready for a relationship. I think
having sex frequently?
Not I have sex about once or twice a year.
Oh.
Oh, Nikki.
I wouldn't say it's frequently.
Baby.
Do you think
Nikki.
The podcast will help you out? Maybe?
No. No,
yeah, we've been putting it out
not
there.
So
we've
far.
No calls.
So far, not
no
so good.
Calls whatsoever.
You could donate to my love life at GoFundMe, Daddy Issues Show.
Please, somebody call in on this show for Nikki, please.
Okay, so why Daddy Issues for your podcast name? I mean, what's
well, I'm a
on?
Daddy of six.
Yes, you are.
Adam is a new daddy, and Nikki still needs his daddy.
Oh, you're trying to fight.
So we have a different perspective. I'm the sage, you know, and Adam's the new daddy who needs help, and Nikki is just...
I don't know how to change a tire.
He's a fabulous gay man.
I'm petrified of spiders. I just found out how to do like my taxes. I just found out what a mortgage was like 6 months ago.
You're 26 years old. Yeah.
So they're like my older brothers.
That's good.
So and we all have, good, bad, or indifferent, we all have daddies. So you don't have to have kids to be on daddy issues.
Yeah.
And our parents have scarred us each in our own way.
Well, yeah, that's why they're here. That's why we have parents. Our parents are here. We're here to work through our issues with our parents. Mm-hmm. And anyone who says they have a perfect childhood is not aware.
Anybody I've ever met who said they had a perfect childhood ended up being psycho.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're born, if you are born and walking this earth, you've had challenges in your childhood. There's just no way. Our parents, you're not born to be. You don't teach you how to be a good parent. And it's not even as a bad parent.
And with all the books out there, and the evolution of the dad being hands on now, and all the literature and stuff out there, you're still gonna mess up, and you're still gonna mess up your kids, and you just do the best you can. And bottom line is you just love them. And do the best you can.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you love them and you have lots of sex, so you're happy.
Not with the kids.
No.
With mom.
Right,
yeah,
with the mom. No. I'm saying parents who have more sex have less problems in the relationship.
Is this a fact?
It is a fact.
It is a fact, yeah.
Listen, if your sex life is healthy, that's why I always have a job. Because most people they lose it. They don't talk about it. They don't prioritize their sex life or intimacy. They have kids. They stop having sex. They have five kids, forget it.
They're on Nikki's schedule twice a year, maybe. I'm blown away by all the moms at school. And you get in with them and you hear them talking, and the last thing they want to do is have sex with their husband. And I'm like, that's so weird to
literally,
me.
Literally, it's the last thing.
We went out on Friday night and then he wanted to have sex. I'm like, and?
Right. Exactly.
And
so this is the problem.
Out by it. Yeah.
Right.
So,
tired.
Yeah, exactly. A headache. They're taking the Mitol, but they're pre-popping the Mitol and then they're taking something else.
What's your take on affection, being affectionate with your wife or husband in front of the kids?
I think it's important. I think in a couple's affection, I don't think you should be, groping each other in front of the kids.
But making out, a nice kiss.
Yes. I think that is such an important thing for kids to see, affection. I think a lot of us are craving affection, and people who are uncomfortable with it often didn't see their parents. They're like, well, I never saw my parents touch, or my parents never touched me. So therefore, I'm now an adult and I'm in an intimate relationship and I freak out when someone touches me. Yeah. So I think it's really healthy to model that behavior out in front of your kids.
Okay, good. Because I'm grossing my kids out.
Well, what are you doing exactly?
But I love giving her a nice kiss. Like, I'll grab her face and give her a good kiss.
Oh, that's so cute.
And they're like, oh, Dad, that's gross. I'm like, this is what people do when they love each other.
Yeah, I think it's really... I think the kids are always going to say that. Oh, we don't want to hear about it. But I think it's sweet. I have no problem with that.
And then I pull out her anal beads and I say, look, kids, these are anal beads.
Talk to me about your anal beads. Do you have anal beads? Do you like toys?
We do.
We brought you some toys. That's why I didn't know what you had already.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait. Just wait. Oh, you're going to leave with a really good. We could even maybe.
Are you going to try it out on him here at the Sirius XM
Studios? Did they tell you that? It's sex with Emily.
No, they told me that, but I didn't know we were getting getting toys. Yeah, what a day for toys. We had Lisa Ann on our show today.
Oh, I know Lisa Ann. Did she give you her fleshlight?
She gave me her butt fleshlight. So I have
she's a butt fleshlight now.
Butthole.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
You have a butthole.
It was very lovely of her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's sweet.
And I'm a big fan of the fleshlight, by the way.
Oh, tell me, really? It's a male masturbation sleeve that's kind of looks and feels like the real deal. Yeah.
Invented
like by NASA. It's like this
really
patent material.
Feels like this close as you can possibly get.
Wow. And do you use it with Tori?
Yes, a couple times. I don't use it a lot because our sex life is killer. But the odd
No, it
time,
doesn't mean it's an additive.
No.
I'm just saying to clarify.
It's hot when she uses it on me.
Yeah.
But I'm just a big fan of it, and we touched base on it today. It's like, look, if a fleshlight or a real doll are going to help you fulfill your sexual fantasies and stuff, you're not going to go out and do weird shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I think if you're more satisfied in your relationship sexually, and toys can do that, because people get bored with the same partner, the same thing over and over again.
But even if you can't get a date, if you're happen to be that person, I just think if you have this outlet, I think suppressing your sexuality breeds weirdness.
Yeah. Your sexual desires.
Yeah. So I just think if you have an outlet. If you have an outlet like a fleshlight or a real doll, I think that helps curb it, and you're not going to do weird stuff with it.
Right. And I love that you play with it with Tori, because let's say, which is what I love about things like masturbation sleeves for men, is sometimes you don't want to give a blowjob or handjob. You can even sit there on your phone with one hand and she could be jacking you off with a fleshlight. But everyone's getting happy. Everyone's getting their hands back.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. Okay. So we brought you some toys. The Verge.
Oh, I got one right in front of me.
Yeah, you do.
You're like a ninja. You just snuck in and gave me this.
How did this even get here?
I just snuck behind you guys, and I was like, here is a cock ring.
It's a cock ring. It's a really cool cock ring that also goes around your balls.
Can we open it?
Yeah.
Please do. And I think it's a great, it's WeVibe. You can control it. So what you could do is, Tori could put it on, there's an app called WeConnect, and she could control it. You could have this too with someone, and you could control it with an app. She could be in China or next in the next room, and it and she can control it on your penis if she so chose to do that.
I love that.
It's hot. You guys
what the taser is going on?
Exactly, dude. If welcome mad, to Sex with Emily. Like
Don't get it messed up with your taser, Nikki.
Wait, so hold on.
Same with you, yeah.
So if
I could do it right
you
now.
You can make it as tight or...
Oh, no, but you can control the speed, the penetration, the motion. No.
You better vibration. Be on your best behavior,
right?
Your balls are going to be
you
shaking.
You guys could control each other's things. So just a really fun toy. And the other thing I love about it is that it doesn't, it goes around your...
It goes around, goes yeah. So
explain
not,
it, Jane.
Okay, because this
perineum,
is the thing.
Right?
This goes yes, to your that taint. Goes around yes. Your taint area.
Taint.
I will say...
Is that the dick part? The ball?
No, the taint. It's the taint. Your, taint your... Taint your
balls, taint your asshole.
Taint your balls, taint your asshole.
Oh, ew.
The perineum.
Sorry.
No, but definitely do not put it on when you are fully erect.
You're supposed to put it on when you're
not erect. It must be like a half chub.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And
have,
then,
you, have you used cock rings before?
No. This will be my first.
Awesome.
Thank you,
exciting.
Emily.
This is exciting. You're so welcome, Nikki. Sweetie. I'm so glad to get... Is that your first toy?
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. We should
We're
have
so
a bell.
Excited.
I don't know why, but that's this amazing. You're going to love it. We also gave you some of our favorite lubes, but here's the thing about cock ring. This will help with your masturbation. Yeah. It's really powerful. And let me tell you this. It feels great for women, too. Like, I lose it on my clitoris, nipples.
Well, you'll get some clitoral stimulation.
Yes, you will.
Right?
Yeah, dude. Tell me how you like it.
I like it.
And then we get... I meant like after you use it, but you can already tell.
Right now, I just like it.
Team's like, let me go to the bathroom really quick.
Yeah,
team's like, I'll
guys,
be right back.
Take a break. I'm back. But yeah, those are fun. We get... And then, oh, that's that Woo More Play is the coconut oil. It's coconut oil massage lube. Massage oil lube. It smells and tastes amazing. And then we gave you some Uber Lube. Because we love lube. My dream... My vision and Foria. Oh, because I hear you like CBD lube.
Yes.
So I gave you some Foria Awaken, and we love Foria. Have you used that one?
Yes. This is the one I've been looking for. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah. I know, sorry, right? It's a Christmas.
You're like Santa Claus.
I know. I feel like
I
that right now.
I can't turn off my cock ring.
People are...
I can't.
Dude.
Stop it.
Fun Jamie's fact, any sex toy, if you press on the button for 3 seconds, it'll turn off.
Yes, this is it. This
I know,
stuff
baby.
Is so
it's the best.
Good.
He's going to cry.
So
I know.
Good.
I've never, you guys know, I give people toys a lot and they seem really happy.
Oh my
so happy.
Gosh. Is,
here's
I
the thing.
Love it.
You know why CBD is, yeah, look at you. Do you have any questions? So, yeah, fun, right?
Yeah.
Masturbation, use some lube,
okay.
Uber lube. When you're giving someone a massage next time you have like a date, non-date, whatever it is, the coconut oil is just feels amazing. You put it on your partner, you taste it. The Woo More Play smells
this
really
one.
Good.
This
yeah.
is the coconut. Oh,
uh-huh.
coconut
massage oil.
Yeah. I almost said coconut.
I always
calling
think
Dr.
people
Freud.
Are saying something cock or someone said premium. I thought they said perineum the other day. I'm like, I just like, what did you say? Like, I hear everything as being sexual, but that's my job.
Thank I'm going to call you Emily Claus from here on out.
Please do. I love it.
Okay, this stuff is awesome. Like, you really, you have
it's
to
called
try
Foria
this
Awake. And you guys, all the stuff we're talking about, if you go to sexwithemily.com, you click on the show notes, you can see it. But it's really cool because CBD, I'm telling you, with CBD being legal now and using it for sex, is pretty cool because anxiety, biggest killer of our sex drive. And if you can rub it in and kind of, it can relax your, you know, your vulva, your pain, men can use it as well. I mean, it just kind of chills you out. But for women who have anxiety or pain during sex, the Foria can be amazing.
But that's what I was going to say. We've been incorporating more and more lube because we do it so often that there is a pain associated with it, but the lube helps take it away.
Yep, absolutely. And
I've used Uber Lube. It's awesome.
Right?
Yep.
Good. It's a little travel
size. I have it
at home. This is fun.
This is awesome.
I know, right?
This is awesome.
You're like, why are we going on the show? Oh,
yeah.
It's fun. Now, you were excited to come on the show, right?
We're very excited.
Very excited.
So how do you think it differs, though, the way I'm talking? Like, do you think that men and women is different how we all talk about sex? Like on your show, you guys talk about sex at all?
We do, yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, it's made the news weekly.
Yeah, your sex life, right?
Yeah.
So she, yeah, that's what I want to say. Okay, forget my question. She calls you daddy in the bedroom, right? Tori does.
She calls me daddy all the time.
So all the kids are like, daddy, daddy. And she's like, daddy. So everyone calls you daddy
everyone
in your
calls
household.
Me daddy, yeah.
That's kind of convenient.
It is convenient. But I love it. I don't know.
It's kind of hot.
It is hot when she calls me daddy. And then there's daddy.
When
it's a different octave.
Yeah, it's a different tone. It's like brandy over crushed glass. Daddy.
So are you guys, are you Are you guys into like dom sub stuff, like play or daddy little girl?
No.
Just the daddy.
Yeah, just the daddy. Just, I don't know. It's just, she's so cute. She's such a little girl too, and that's gonna sound creepy.
No, I understand.
But she's just, there's an innocence and naivete about her that when she says daddy, it's like, oh, it's so cute. It melts my heart.
Nikki Paris and Dee McDermott, they got a new podcast.
And we got some new toys.
And they got some new toys.
We're going to be vibrating all the way home.
I'm wearing mine right now. I put it on during the break.
Yeah. See? How cool is that?
Download the app, Nikki. Now.
I will. I am.
It's called WeConnect. It's very cool. Like, there's all this sex tech stuff happening.
Yeah. But you know what? It was really cool because they came out with like a bead that a woman could put up inside her and then you could control it. But now it's cool that it's for a guy.
Exactly.
I like that.
Right?
Equal opportunity sex toys. Well, that's what we're about here.
Exactly. And what we're saying is that couples so often get so bored in their relation, in their sex lives. Like, probably about after the honeymoon phase is over, which is 6 months to 2 years, sometimes, you know, I would say sometimes after even just 6 months is probably more typical. And you're like, what are we going to do? People don't know what to do that's different. And sometimes it's just what couples report is they crave the spontaneity. They crave just something new and something different. And so sometimes it could just be a few drops of lube, using a toy, talking dirty, having sex in the kitchen instead of the bedroom where you're always having it. So just like mixing it up a bit. So
I like what you said, spontaneity. I just think, you know, scheduling it is a killer.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. You don't need to. Listen,
no,
dude.
But some people...
You need to schedule the time that you're not having sex. Like, his calendar says
we
are not having sex between 3 and 6. Yeah.
3 to 4, anal. 5 to 6,
yeah, exactly. Right. That's not your problem. But for couples,
but
unlike
that would be
you,
a real killer, right?
Like, no.
No?
So I used to think that as well, Dean. I used to think that scheduling sex was the least sexy. Like, who wants to be like, pick up dry cleaning, fuck my husband? No. Like,
right.
But... for many couples, unlike you, they unlike you and Tori, they forget to have sex. They keep, one partner wants it more than the other one. And then they like never have it because one partner comes home and like, hey, babe, let's do it. And she's like, not tonight or not tonight. And then it never happens. And they keep feeling rejected. And these couples get into a cycle where one's rejected and, you know, because their partner never wants it. So the couples who are like, Saturday night, that's our night. Then they get to look forward to Saturday night. They're like, we're going to bring the toy. We're going to use the lube. We're going to make a sex date. And then it becomes, because the brain is our largest sex organ. So if you're not thinking about sex and it's never top of mind, you're never going to want to have it. So when you have it to look forward to, you're like, okay, I'm going to like shave my legs, wear something sexy. We're going to put out the toys and maybe even start texting. When I said foreplay starts after the last orgasm, what I mean is like, you can be like, I can't wait till, you know, Saturday night when I see you wearing that, you're going to be controlling my vector. In my verge. What's that?
The verge. Yes. Verge.
Vectors are other
which
one.
Controls your
the
vector.
The vector's their prostate toy. Sorry. The verge.
What's the vector? Hello.
The vector goes in. I'm sorry, I didn't know you well enough to know if you wanted a prostate toy.
Well, now that you've met me.
Do we have one? We have a sex toy closet here. Next time.
We do have a mini sex toy closet in the locker.
We had to. My whole office. So usually I have an office right around there. Down the street, but we have a sex toy closet the size of this wall, and it's we get like 20 pounds of toys delivered to our a week to our office that we have to try out and then give to our friends.
I love that you know it by poundage as opposed to pieces.
Because there's hundreds and hundreds and so many things. It's so fun because we never know like what's coming today. And then sometimes it's like, oh, there's my license plates. But then most of the times it's like lubes and anal toys. And yeah, it's fun. So that'll be fun with your toys there. You can play with them. So yeah, scheduling sex is works for a lot of couples.
Yeah, I thought it would have been a killer, but yeah,
no,
I'm going to try that.
But you know, it's just hot to be like, we have a sex date and I'm going to wear this toy and you're going to do this thing. And yeah. Nikki, what are we going to do with Nikki? He's only having sex
twice a year. I could see that why scheduling it, because I think it's like putting in an effort on both of your parts.
Yeah.
It's showing that you're both committed to a certain time.
Right. And then you're like, yeah, and then you know it. And you can't get out of it, really. You know what I'm saying? Because most times they're like, oh, I thought people go on date night. And then they eat too much. And then the sex doesn't happen, right? And like, oh, fuck. But if you know that it's about the sex, then I always say I have sex before dinner. Winner, winner, sex before dinner.
Wow, I like that.
And then have a very relaxed dinner.
Yeah, a chill out dinner. If you make it to dinner, how great if you just don't. So sometimes I think we got to just prioritize sex.
I love those times where you're like, oh, we're going to go for dinner, and then you just never make it.
And then you don't. Yeah, then you
I like that, having sex before dinner, because if you really put in the work, you're like, you know what, I'm getting dessert.
Yeah, exactly. You're like,
soup.
We already did it.
And it's then, on you.
Yeah, because then you have to worry about sex. You're like, oh, I don't want to eat too much because we're going to have sex later. But then you already did it.
Right.
And if you have it again, it's like your double dessert. So, okay, Dean, there's a whole thing about your sex life online.
Oh, dear.
I just had to, like, Google it. And then they're like, okay, your sex life is well documented. You got real about it. So it says that you're insatiable. What does that mean? But you said that already. But you
I've
are.
Said that. Yeah. No, I love having sex. I love having sex with my wife. And when I was single, I loved having sex with
anyone.
It's the best thing that you can do that's relatively free. Like, if you just eat, you know, you don't have to do the dinner thing or the dating. Like, if you just meet someone you're totally attracted to and you just, like, have sex, it's the best thing in the world. So why wouldn't you want to do it all the time? Oh, when you're in a good mood, when you're in a bad mood, when you're depressed, like, I just think it cures all that ails you.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you, but I think that so many couples just, they have resentments. Things build up. They're pissed that they didn't take out the trash or they didn't remember their birthday or they didn't show up for them in some way. And then sex becomes the problem, you know, sex. They don't often know that it's sex, but then they stop having sex. Right. And then they're like, we don't connect anymore.
They need to channel that resentment somewhere else.
Yeah. It's true.
Because even Tori has told me, she's like, no matter how mad I am at you, how pissed off I am at you, I look at you and go, oh God, I want to fuck you. Like,
I love you guys.
That's the one thing. We've never hate fucked. That's so
they
funny.
Never hate each other. They're all over each other.
We've been mad at each other, but it's never been one of those. All right,
good.
We've never done that.
So how has your sex life gotten more adventurous since you've been together?
He's pondering.
He's going to the Rolodex.
No, I'm wondering. We can talk after the show.
Okay.
Just because
that's just
there's
not
so
as
many so many things that I talk about our relationship makes its way to the press.
But that's okay. Is there anything, even new podcasts? Anything such thing as bad press? There's like a million podcasts right now.
I just need to take a break from it.
Okay, got it.
Because
no
it's
pressure.
For like 18 episodes. There's been something weekly.
But that's good. How's your numbers?
It is good. Our numbers are great. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time,
right,
I want.
We don't have a fuzzy chair yet, though.
Do you love my fuzzy
yes,
chair,
of
you guys?
Course.
Soon you're gonna be able to watch this. Just so you know, we're taping tonight. It's our first night.
Oh wow!
Yes. Hi, cameras. I forget. Hey. I forget. You look amazing, Nikki. Why? We got to get you. Nikki's still, we've been spent a lot of time
Nikki,
on Dean.
There's
is it
two
hard
things.
For
I
you
like,
that
I
Dean's
wanna...
having so much sex and you're not having any?
No, because I don't like to break a sweat. I'm a sweater in
Honey,
the bedroom.
So many issues.
Right? Okay, but
sweat
the girls know,
best.
Okay? Because when I sweat, I look like Little Richard. So I don't want to look up while I'm getting plowed and just have a lazy river going down my back. I don't like people to see me vulnerable.
I know you
right,
don't.
But you don't, but they might.
Do you think it's going to hurt your comedy if you just start to feel emotions? Break down that shell.
No, I'm very emotional. I'm a lifetime movie watcher.
Ladies, do you hate sweat? Do you hate sweaters? I mean, men
I don't
sweat.
No, sex is messy, sweaty, dirty,
yeah.
Bloody.
Yeah.
No, sweat's
I
hot.
I love
sexy, sweaty sex.
I love when Tori's belly button fills up with my sweat.
Oh, my God.
That is my worst nightmare, first
that's
of all.
So
can
awesome.
I just say?
Oh, my God.
That is
I want to help you, but at the same time, I want to beat the shit out of you.
I get it. Emily, let me tell you. I do two moves in the bedroom. It's missionary and ask, are you close? I'm like, how much longer do we need to do this? And that's my problem when I have sex. If you want to get real,
yeah.
Fine. Here I go, Emily. All right. Of course I've had sex. You know what I mean? I'm a gay, young Italian man with the old brajol. But I feel like sometimes I'm into it for like the first 2 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, this is exhausting. And his tooth looks loose. I'm like, I want to get me out of here. So I think I've never had sex with somebody I've been in love with.
Because you haven't been in love.
Yes.
You
I haven't.
Yourself to
I
be
know.
In love.
Because then sex with just somebody because you think they're hot is going to get boring after like a few minutes. It can. It sounds like that's happening for you.
Yes, it is. About a minute in, I'm like, I want to go home.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, and then I am home. I'm like, should I burn my house down? How do I end this?
I'm really hurt because I didn't know that's what you were thinking while we were having sex. I'm really hurt right now.
Oh, see?
I'm really hurt.
Okay, but is this, like, do you enjoy sex ever? How about, do you masturbate?
I do masturbate, and I like masturbating because, you know what, you don't, whatever you see or you view, you clear your history, and it's like it's never happened.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like
Catholic guilt.
Yeah, but I've never had sex, and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to do that again. I've had sex, and I was like, you should really be ashamed of yourself.
Oh my God. See, this is the therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all carry, a lot of us carry around things from religion and childhood, and we never, you're still young. You can still get it out of your head.
Well, the first time I had sex, I was in college, and I thought it was going to be,
good.
Oh God, and he burped. So maybe that he ruined it. Yeah, see,
now
I'm not that crazy after all.
How, burped in your face.
In the bedroom. He burped, and I was like, "This is the night I lost my virginity." I have to look back and say he burped up a bacon cheeseburger, but I thought it'd be like fireworks and magic, and I was like, "That was it."
Do you think it'd be dubs?
Okay, but welcome to sex. Welcome to losing your virginity. Nobody has great first time sex.
No.
But I thought it'd be magical, and it wasn't.
Oh my
okay,
God!
But that's
no,
what everyone
time,
thinks. It's
no,
never.
It's
first
awkward
time
awkward
is,
and
no. First time is awkward and
it's
weird.
Let me clarify.
Really
it's never been magical, ever.
I know.
How many times? How many times?
How many times have I had sex? I've only had sex with about like 10 to 15 people, maybe.
Okay, yeah, you're 26? Still starting out.
Yeah, you gotta up that.
That's
man.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I have my training wheels still on.
But here's the thing: it's one time, and you leave in 2 minutes. So, like, really, is it? Have you had a full on sex with these people and had like it was a one off thing?
No, I've had.
Okay.
Yeah. There was one guy that I was sleeping with in college who I really loved, and then I looked in his ear and it looked like a Yankee candle.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So am I crazy? Do I have issues or am I right on the money? Okay, get a Q-tip if you want to fuck me.
Everyone's going to have a thing.
We're all flawed.
We're all flawed.
But if you're sleeping with someone, you look in his ear and you're like, oh,
why are
no.
you looking in the ear?
How could you not?
I just don't.
Emily,
could
you not?
I don't look at the ear.
You don't look at things like that?
No, but what if you do see something you don't like, you focus your attention back on something you do like?
Yes, thank you, Dean.
No, I focus on everything. I was.
You're like OCD too.
I'm a little OCD, yeah. and I had to tell him. I said, I think you should use a Q-tip.
Yeah, you could even place one
and
out.
And then that's when he called the taxi and left.
He did.
He was very upset, and he also.
It's the way you present the Q-tip, though.
Yeah,
we talk
you're
a lot about communication on the show. I always say communication is a lubrication. We have to talk about it in a way.
I love
that's,
that.
Yeah, talk about it in a way that like makes your partner feel good. But you be like, here's a Q-tip, right?
Yeah.
He's like, what's wrong? I'm flawed. Because we all feel we're flawed. So it's a way you could be like, hey, like when you're in the shower, so you're like, let me clean your ear. I think that'd be hot.
Oh, that's
with
my
dick. You got to make shit. You got to make things hot with my dick.
I do like phone sex, Emily.
You do, because you don't have to see them or touch them.
And then I can hang up and be like, sorry, I boost mobile. And then I'm off the hook.
This just reminded me of something. Burp reminded me of something. I slept with this girl. I really liked her. She was my best friend's sister.
Okay.
And I really, really liked her. And I pursued her and we dated. And the very first time we had sex, it was fantastic and amazing. I really liked this girl. And we were lying there in the aftermath. And it was kind of time to kind of fall asleep. And I went from, we were spooning this way, and I turned this way. And the motion from me going, I farted.
Okay. That happens.
And I was mortified, but she couldn't have been more cool about it. And she was like,
did she
it have
to level it?
And she, no, she pissed in my face.
Perfect.
But no, the thing is like, here was, we had a great time. And then here was something that could have potentially been a game ender.
Okay.
And she was like, oh no, this happens.
Of
I mean,
course
like,
it,
don't
yes.
worry about it. And she talked me off the ledge because I was like, oh my God, I've never
you,
done
how
this.
How long ago? Was it young?
I was
like younger.
20.
Yeah. That's when you worry 20, about these things.
22.
I think,
but
yeah.
She couldn't have been cooler about it. So, like, so
yeah.
What buddy has wax in his ear? Like,
exactly.
He may give like an amazing
never,
hummer. Like,
yeah.
You know, like.
You've all these expectations of no one's. People are going to fart. They're going to be messy. There's things that are going to happen during sex. Sex is messy. And it's also beautiful.
I think we need to have sex, and I need to
Can
sweat
you
on you and
on
fart on you.
Can I ask you a question on sex with Emily?
Let's yes.
Is your dick as big as I think it is? Because you're like 7 feet tall.
That's a good question. That was my next question. Thank you, Nikki. You could be my co-host.
Oh, my God. I would love that. Let me know when. Can I get a fuzzy chair?
No.
Fine. Whatever, Emily. Whatever you want. I'll sit in the corner.
No, I'm hung like a light switch. God is a cosmic joker.
Because when Tori was on our show, she had a limp. So I've just been wondering since that day.
She's happy with this penis.
Yes, she is happy with it. Yeah.
She's happy
it's
with
not,
everything.
I can't do porn, put it that way.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't be a candidate for porn, but, you know, I've had zero complaints in the 100 some odd women I've been with.
Ben
women.
Franklin loved his dick, is what he was trying to tell.
Abraham could just not get enough of it.
I feel like we've been through a lot here, you guys.
We have.
I
oh
feel
my
like
goodness.
We've like, made some a lot of inroads about, like.
I know.
You guys,
know more about you now than doing our own podcast.
Emily just brings that out of me.
It's
she
true.
Just has that charm.
You guys, this is what I do. I help people come together in some ways. Well, you know what I'm saying. Open up and feel safe. This is a safe place.
Yes.
Oh, I'm an open upper, right?
Open up the womb or play. That lube is going to, you just tell me you're going to love it. Okay, you guys, I got to ask you the 5 questions I ask all of our guests. Ready?
Okay. And
they're rapid fire.
Okay.
There are quickies. Ready? Biggest turn on Nikki Paris?
Face.
Biggest turn on Dean McDermott?
Vaginas.
I love you. Biggest turn off, Dean.
Really saggy boobs.
Like biggest, yeah.
Fried egg boobs.
Fried egg boobs. What's that?
They're like fried eggs on a nail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Biggest turn off, Nikki?
Not being cleanly.
Okay. What makes good sex, Nikki?
When it's on my terms.
Good connection.
Something you would tell your younger self about sex.
Do some more sit-ups.
Dean?
Stop worrying.
Okay, number one sex tip.
Make sure there's towels and a Xanax close.
Yeah. Number one sex. Oh, go down on your woman like the cure for the disease you have is in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Dean, I love you. That's amazing. Nikki, love you too. You guys check out their podcast, Daddy Issues. It's at Daddy Issues Show. Dean McDermott on Instagram and Twitter. Right, this is all going to be in our show notes. Nikki Paris Bitch on Instagram and Twitter. We're taking a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into your questions.
All right, we have Rob, who's 42 in California, who did have an issue with IG.
Ooh, an Instagram problem. What happened, Rob? I'm dying to know.
Hi, this is Rob. Are you there?
I'm here, Rob. Yes.
Okay. So, I am in a 18-year relationship. Started with a girlfriend, now my wife.
Okay.
Throughout the course of the relationship, I had, loyalty issues on my side.
Okay.
And I've done a lot of introspective work, therapy, with addiction therapists and things like that. I've done some energy work to get past those issues.
Okay.
But interestingly enough, technology let me down all along the way, and the most recent form of this was Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Back before the current administration in the White House changed the rules about what was allowed on Craigslist and Backpage and things like that, I made a lot of my extracurricular transactions on there. And so a lot of times people say, well, what's your phone number? And you text back and forth or whatever to set up a date or however it worked. Well, so now, and my wife and I, by the way, are on the same iTunes account because that's how it got set up all of those years ago. And I'm sorry I'm going on so long about this. But now when she goes to say, like, there's a and I've stayed off social media all these years because I didn't want to get caught.
Right.
And so now she goes on Instagram and it says, you might want to follow these people based on your history and who's in your contacts.
Oh.
And it's a bunch of people that I have probably contacted, though maybe we never, you know, met up or anything, but you know, it's bikini pictures and stuff.
Oh my God.
It totally brings her back to the trauma that I created. And it's like, oh my God, if I could keep her off Instagram and Facebook and all of these things that continue to trigger her from my past behaviors, it would be a wonderful thing.
Oh God, because you share it in the cloud and iTunes that you're saying and it all comes up. Oh, wow,
exactly.
Rob. I'm sorry that happened.
That's how I got caught. One of my
initially
contacts sent me a breast picture, and my kids got it. And they're like, Mommy, what's this? And it was like,
oh my God, I've heard these.
Horrifying.
Oh. Because your kid was playing Candy Crush on the iPad or something, right? And then they're like, oh, what's this boob? Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
This is, you guys, stop sharing. Everyone shares everything. Do we have to all become one? Can't we keep our own iTunes account?
Exactly.
What is this?
Exactly. Laws of unintended consequences, you know, it's saving money as a family. We're trying to keep things on one bill, blah, blah, blah. And then, whoopsie.
Wow, Rob. So are you guys okay now?
Yeah, we're okay. You know, we still, you know, she still triggers. Sometimes it's a song. Sometimes it's a behavior. If I go quiet for a day or something, she starts to wonder what I'm up to. You know, sometimes she tracks my phone to see where I'm at.
Aye.
And, you know, the technology lets me down and she goes, well, how come you're not at work? And it's like, well, I'm sitting here at my desk. Let me take a picture.
Oh, so God, Rob, this sounds super unhealthy. I'm happy to hear that you did healing and your sobriety work. Has your wife done her work?
Well, at the addiction place we went to,
doesn't count if she came for a few weeks.
Yeah, and she was going to have basically a truth read to her, and it was basically, I was told it was going to be like a police report. I did such and such with this right. person on this date. Okay. I did such and such with this person on that date.
You're giving me a lot of details, Rob. All I'm saying is, you were in addiction. She can't on her own. Does she have ongoing support right now, seeing a therapist every single week? This is your wife of 18 years. She needs to do her own work. Yes, okay.
Yes. She,
okay. Rob. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. I think we're good. Thanks, Rob. No, it was a lot, but I appreciate it. I like that. That was
but she does need to do her own work.
I'm just saying, you guys, 100%. It really, because I just see him getting into this problem now with Rob has done a lot of work on himself, and she, listen, I picture Rob, not saying he's a saint, and I don't think it's great that when so many friends who've gotten caught and people on the show and whatever from cheating because they share all the stuff and the kids get weird sexts and it's a whole thing. But when he's saying that, he's still sitting at his desk at work and his wife doesn't believe he's there. He's like, here I am. Look, here's my cubicle. Like, that's just...
That makes me think of Al-Anon. She needs something
like that. Yes, Al-Anon. Even Al-Anon, it's free therapy.
Yes, it's free. And I had to do that because I was that kind of person with my husband who is now sober. He's 3 years sober. And at the time, I was that kind of person where I felt like I needed to check up on him.
Yep.
What is he doing? I counted all the beer bottles. It's like, I realized I'm part of the issue.
Yes.
And so then I stopped doing it. And that's when he decided to get sober because he saw, she's not doing this anymore.
Right.
She's what's going on? And then it was like,
because it's like homeostasis. Like you changed your behavior.
Right.
And he was like, that leads him not to drink, which is a beautiful story. And
but I feel like for Rob, that's probably what she needs to do.
She needs to do that too. Exactly.
We have Heather, who's 52 in Canada, who wants to know how to use anal toys.
Oh, well, hello, Heather. I'd love to help you. With your anal toys, what are some of your questions?
I've never used them. I don't even know where to start. It's like my husband hasn't used them either, so it's like I've had them since
Okay, well, do you have the toys yet? Because I can tell you my favorite. You have to get the B Vibe beginner anal kit. It's literally the most perfect anal kit I've ever seen in my life. Our friend Alicia was she on here or she's on the podcast? From B Vibe. You got to check her out. She's amazing. Like, let me tell you this. She's a woman and Heather, she devoted her life to creating like literally the best, like only anal toys. And she's got this thing called the beginner anal kit and it explains everything about anal play. And it comes with a few different sizes. It's an anal training kit and it comes with a few different sizes. And it has like a lube shooter so you can get lube in there. And it even teaches you like the different, it has like a guide. Like it's really the best guide to anal sex. It has pictures and because really what you want to do is you just want to make sure that you go slow. Maybe even start with a finger. If you guys have done that yet, and then you can move into a toy. Make sure it helps to be already really turned on. It helps to maybe already have an orgasm first, get in a comfortable position, and then you put a toy in with a little bit of lube, a lot of lube. And then you just kind of,
So is the woman usually in the back, or is she like going around? Like, I don't, you know.
Oh, you mean how are you lying on your, you could be lying on your back. You could have a pillow. No, okay. You could have a pillow under your bum that kind of lifts it up, like under your lower back. You could also be in the, in the spooning position.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to do it. You could also get on your hands and knees, like doggy style.
But what about anal toys for him, though? Like using them for him?
Oh, yeah. You could use them. You could use an anal toy for him. You could use a butt plug. So what I'm talking about is butt plugs initially. But for a man, there's these prostate toys, right? And men have a prostate. Oh, that, yes. Well, you could go to...
Yeah.
That's what you want. And Naros toys? They go, I gotcha. The Vector by WeVibe is their new prostate toy.
Okay.
And we love that. We're going to put all this in the show notes so you don't have to write it down, rather, if you go to sexwithemily.com. So Naros and WeVibe have toys. And essentially, you know, it's the same thing. It helps for him to, you know, be turned on, use a lot of lube. And then you carefully follow, you know, he just kind of puts it in slowly or you put it in him slowly. Unless you're also talking about penetrating him. Are you thinking about like using a strap on? Like, what'd you have in mind there?
Not strap on like that, maybe down the road, but just to start off with, it would just be, you know, like anal beads or...
Anal beads are fun. I would start with something small, like a snug plug. She's got snug plug. Listen, if you go to B Vibe, it's letter B, like butt. Snug plugs, butt hugs, and B Vibes is the name of the podcast we did with her, with Alicia Sinclair. And just go to, if you listen to podcasts, it's easy, just Google it online. We'll put it in the show notes. You can listen to it. We give a whole beginner kit about anal. What toys to use. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling, Heather.
All right. We have Christina, who's 35 in California and has a question about vibrators and orgasms.
Okay. I know something about it, probably. How you doing, Christina?
Hi, Emily.
Hey, thanks for calling.
So amazing to talk to you, finally. I listen to your show every day on my way back home from my
job. I'm so glad to ride along with you. How can I help you?
All right. So I have a question. So I was married before for 10 years, and I divorced last year, and now I have a partner who's amazing. Who pretty much awakened me sexually, I guess, mm-hmm. after 10 years of, sexual suppression, I'll say. So I'm pretty happy with him. I'm having amazing sex with him. And I know that he enjoys a lot when I give him oral, but it's getting to get, to basic. So I think I heard the other day, I think I caught in the middle, Jane saying that she used a toy. Like a vibrating toy on his balls and
yes,
partner balls,
she did.
And then I was wondering how can I introduce that to him?
Okay.
Is it really good for
everybody? Got you. Let me just make sure I get this question, Christina. Are you saying that you're with a great new guy? He's opened you up sexually, and you'd like to kind of spice up your blowjob skills, oral sex skills, and using a toy.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
So we were talking about was it the G-Jack?
G-Vibe Mini.
G-Vibe Mini is, we've sort of adopted it as our favorite oral helper, handy helper. So, Jamie, you want to talk about your experience with that, the G-Vibe Mini?
Yeah. So, the way that I introduced it was way before we were having sex. Like, we were just sitting on the couch watching TV. And then I had let him know. I was like, so I got this thing from work, which obviously probably wouldn't be your situation, but you could say I was thinking about,
I've been listening to the show on the way home from work.
Exactly. I've been listening to the show, and they talked about this thing, and I thought it was really interesting. So I brought it out, and I let him look at it first.
Yes. Good.
And he was just like, well, what is happening? Because at first he thought I was going to stick it inside of him. I was like, no. I was like, trust me. I was like, this is going to make this next blowjob I give you the best blowjob you've ever had.
Yep.
So he was very excited, and naturally he was just like all game for it.
He's like now?
Yeah. So then I took it though, and I turned it on the lowest setting, and I put it around sensitive areas, not necessarily on his penis or his balls yet. So that I was like, how does it feel? Is it good? Is this good? And he was like, no, I'm into this. I like this. So then I had my handy dandy lube, some Uber lube on the side. So when I get into the blowjob, you start out like a normal blowjob, just like how you normally would. And then you just start to use, because the way it kind of looks like a wishbone. So if you can cut that bows
Let's
out.
Let's put a picture of it in the show notes. You guys get it.
Yeah. We'll put a picture of it in the show notes. And so I just started using it gently on the lowest setting up and down his shaft, kind of like following where my mouth was going.
Right.
So it kind of, so he was just lightly a little bit. And then the more that I looked at his reaction, so I would look up at him to see if he was liking it. And then I started going faster with it. But it's very light on the touch. So it's not going around him. It's not doing it's not tight on there, but it just gives that little extra sensation right under your chin as you go up and down.
Say you put it on your chin or you put it directly on the penis.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, but I had it kind of both. So I had it underneath my chin this way.
So when his penis was in your mouth, he could feel the vibrations.
Exactly.
And then going up and down the penis. There you go. Is that helpful, Christina?
Interesting.
Yeah, so you make it tease him with it. I don't know what person, if someone approached me and said, I've got this toy for oral sex, it's going to make you feel amazing. I was like, yeah. But I think you do want to bring him into it and show him how hot it's going to be and all that stuff. And always start in this low setting. Thanks, Christina. I'm glad you found the show. We love hearing from you. It's awesome. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. Maybe there's a friend or a family member that you're like, they really need this information. Thanks for sharing it and for reviewing us. Like wherever you listen, whatever platform or everywhere you listen, we love when you review us, when you give us a lot of stars. All those things. Okay, guys, thank you. And thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Kristen, Elisa, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.